A witness to the latest COVID border debacle has described how the man absconded from the isolation hotel by casually strolling through a gap in the fence the wind had blown open. The government is now looking at tightening security and bringing in police guards after the infected man's 70-minute jaunt around central Auckland. Jordan Bond reports.
Promising that isolation failures were a thing of the past, 3 weeks ago the Prime Minister brought in the Assistant Chief of Defence, Darren Webb, for a tougher approach. Jacinda Ardern promised rigour and military discipline. Instead, a 32-year-old man in isolation who was awaiting a COVID test result simply strolled out of the Stamford Plaza Hotel into the middle of Auckland City. A security guard saw him leave, but initially thought he was one of the workers replacing a section of fence around the building. A fellow guest, Drew, had popped down to stretch his legs in the cordoned-off walking area with his partner.
As we were down there, we just saw this guy kind of just walk out, and we're like, oh, that's a bit weird, but we thought he was staff, like we thought he was security, because they can come and go. And we're like, oh, that's a bit weird. So me and my partner were joking about it, being like, imagine if he wasn't security.
They only realised something was up later when the police arrived and they gave statements. It's the second escape from isolation. On Saturday, a woman at the Pullman Hotel got out by climbing over a fence. She's been charged under COVID-19 laws. The punishment is a maximum 6 months in prison or a $4,000 fine. The latest breach has forced yet another review of security. But Drew says it's already stringent. The Stamford has 4 security guards on every floor and at each emergency exit.
It's fully guarded. Like, I give full credit to the staff and all that stuff here, but it was raining and it was quite windy. And the fences here have got these big mesh things on. So when the wind hit it, it pretty much just opened the gate and the security guards are in their own little room, but they monitor it. But I think he just casually just walked down. It was just that split minute or two that no one was there. He was just out the door.
He says only 5 people are allowed in the smoking and walking areas at one time. Not an awful lot of people to keep an eye on. Knowing the man's tested positive has made the hotel stay a little less comforting.
It's a bit unsettling, to be honest with you, because we're thinking, like, it's a bit, we have no idea where he's been, what floor he was on or whatever, so we're cautious about everything we do now. Like, you know, we were before, but, I mean, this just kind of made it a little bit worse.
The rules at managed isolation hotels are much more relaxed than for quarantine facilities. People are allowed access to communal areas for exercise or fresh air. Public health professor Michael Baker says new arrivals should be confined to their rooms until their compulsory test on about day 3 comes back negative.
They're treated differently so that the chance of them leaving the facilities or mixing with local people or things going wrong is really minimised.
He's warning of more breaches as the number of people in managed isolation grows, and it only takes a look across the Tasman to see how serious the situation can become.
They have now a major outbreak that appears to have been at least partly driven by lapses or breaches in the management of their quarantine and isolation facilities. So I think that's a really terrible reminder of what the situation we really have to avoid in New Zealand.
The government says it has no plans to keep people confined to their rooms until they return a negative first test. The man has not yet been charged with anything, but police say it's likely. As for what he did in the supermarket for 20 minutes, Countdown says he bought toothpaste, browsed the health and beauty aisle, and took some selfies. Officials have been trawling through CCTV footage to see where else he went. Mo te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Jordan Bond, aho.